This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane.
Sunday, December 10th. God's word for you today is unshakable. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 89, verse 34. And it says, "My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips." Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4 says, "Farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest." How does this apply to us? There are things that you should do regardless of what the weather is saying. If you wait until the weather is right before you make a move, it will be too late, because that is when everyone else wants to move. There is a man of God I respect, and I really still do respect. He was trying to tell me not to pay my first fruit, and I disagreed with him. I asked him, "Sir, have you ever paid first fruit?" He said, "No." I said, "My father, my spiritual father, taught me how to pay my first fruit. I started paying first fruit over a decade ago, and I have seen total miracles happen in my life financially. God has given me a house in America, debt-free, just by paying my first fruit." I said to him, "You have never paid your first fruit, and you're coming to me with theory, trying to convince me not to pay my first fruit. Sir, I am the one eating the apple, so I can tell you if it is sweet or sour, and I'm telling you to taste and see." I stay true to my fundamentals, because that is how to survive. Your grandfather or grandmother taught you to tithe. You have been doing it all your life, and God has been helping you. Then one rascal goes on social media and says you're a fool for paying your tithe, and so you stop paying your tithe. If problems come, is it their fault? No, it is your fault, because you allow the confusion to come in. The more things change, the more you must take refuge in the things that never change. And this is so important. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11 says, "And the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy you in drought and in dry places, and make strong your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not." That is why some people are always thriving no matter what happens. They are consistent, always surviving. The reason is, the more things change and the more things become uncertain, the more we take refuge, anchor in the things that do not change and in the things that are certain. So, anchor and remain true to God's covenant. What has He said? He said He will not break it. So how do you ensure you are lifted in a season, a decade that can be potentially turbulent? It is by taking refuge in the things that do not change. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32 says, "By deceitful means he will corrupt those who violate a covenant, but the people who acknowledge their God will stand strong and will do exploits." I pray in the name of Jesus that you will stand strong and do exploits. Let us pray. Father, I anchor my life on your unbreakable covenants to me, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.